Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. One, nicotine can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can make kids more anxious. Three, changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
What a day for the cattle in hog futures. We ended up lower, 22 lower on February lives at 138.32. The April's down 17 at 143.17. June's down 10 at 138.37. And August lives down 27 cents here at 137.47. Despite the box beef just continuing to ratchet higher, the live cattle really haven't had any luck whatsoever and just pretty much stayed the same here at 137 for what seems like an eternity at this point. Overall, though, the market, again, just steady. Feeder cattle, 22 lower in January, 161.17. The index yesterday was 161.36. The March feeder, 67 lower, 164.95. April's down 52 at 169.52. This time of year, you know, we start to really get the wheat pasture either up or not up. This year, it's not being very good, at least in western parts of the wheat belt. The drought has caused pretty significant damage. And so I've heard a lot of conversations about what people are going to do. Are they going to try to drag it out? Are they going to keep feeding, et cetera? Typically, you get a sell-off from about this period of time all the way through March 15th when the wheat pasture cattle go to market. Those time frames are probably going to be a little bit different due to this drought.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Save on taxes with a durable Kubota purchase from Great Plains Kubota. Don't wait till December to shop our reliable Kubota equipment because it may be too late. Call 855-4-KUBOTA to ask a sales pro about GP's factory to field program. With Kubota inventory shortages, you can't afford to miss out on our exclusive offer designed to help you get the Kubota you'll need before the end of the year. The good news is Great Plains Kubota has more Kubota equipment, more options, and more ways to serve their customers than other dealers. Visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Well, the grain markets ended up mixed here. We had corn actually a little bit lower, steady to 2 cents lower. The March corn is going to settle up a half at 6.11. May's down a quarter at 6.10 3/4. July down 3/4 at 6.06. But the first 3 months are above $6 here. Soybeans were the strongest of contracts. The first 3 months over 30 cents higher, with March up 34.5 at 14.25 3/4. May up 33 3/4 at 14.34 3/4. Talk that the Chinese might be in here buying grain. That was yesterday. That was a rumor, and then follow through today. Some continuation of that talk. Now and then, the wheat futures pretty stagnant today. Actually, close lower. The July Kansas City wheat is going to close at 8.01.5, down 4 cents. Minneapolis wheat was green. It was up 4 to 5 cents. Chicago wheat down 5 to 6. So disappointing. Exports normally on Thursday are delayed until tomorrow. Also talk that as we get into the new year, these hedge funds rebalancing and then adding commodities to offset some of that inflation risk. And that's very, very real at this point. Currently, Dow Jones up about 150. The S&P's up 17.25 points.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.